Immigration and Concepts of Integration, a project sponsored by Erasmus. Hello, I'm Alinda, and this is Dominika.
Hello.
We're both 17 years old and students at the OHG in Ostfildern, that's a town in Germany. As persons with immigration background, we know what it's like to be an immigrant. We know the positive and negative aspects and will partly report on them later on. So today, we will talk about immigration. For that topic, we have brought some questions that we will answer. First, we will give you an overview of the nationalities in our school. Secondly, we will show you some types of activities which are planned towards foreign students in our school. After that, Dominika will describe her point of view about the actual level of integration achieved by foreign students. And last but not least, we will talk about how foreign students could be best integrated in our school and society. And in the end, we will show you our interview with our principal, Mr. Lietzau, about his perception and opinion about the topic immigration in our school. So, let's get started! At the OHG, we have around 1,000 students. Of course, there are many Germans, but there are also many ethnic groups. The largest is the Turkish one, followed by Albanians, Italians, Russians, Czech, Romanians, Syrians, Greeks, and Poles. So you can say that in our school there's a high rate of ethnic diversity, with which the most or all have been doing well so far.
Answer the question, what types of activities are in our school? We have German lessons for the immigrants to improve their German skills, and a lot of clubs like the drama club, the choir or other music clubs, sports like football or tennis, and they are not just for the immigrants, but it helps them to become better integrated. So now I want to explain you my opinion about the actual level of integration in our school. I think nowadays it's nothing unusual and the immigrants are not excluded, like I already said, with our clubs. And they're like all the other students. They're not bullied just because they're from another country. So all in all, I think especially at our school are the immigrants very well integrated. So that's why my wish for the future is that everyone can feel safe and comfortable in the country they live, and it doesn't matter where they actually come from.
The last question was about how foreign students could be best integrated in our school and society. We would say that projects and activities in school and free time are important to integrate them as good as possible. Language is also the key to successful integration. By sharing interests, working and doing sports and music together, they maybe feel supported and not excluded. To sum everything up, we think that we should leave these prejudices away and treat them the same as another human, because we're all equal to each other, no matter which race or religion we have. And here's our interview with Mr. Lietzau.
Hello, Mr. Lietzau. Thank you for the time and for answering our questions. With pleasure, because I want to support such initiative. Have you heard about problems between students with migration backgrounds? Only the worst problems get to the principal, so I haven't heard about anything yet. But this shouldn't mean that there have never been one.
They are usually clarified by the class teacher or personally, but the problems could also be problems between students without migration backgrounds. So in my opinion, problems between students are totally normal. We also had to the topic immigration, the coffee variety for cultural diversity, where people from different nations can talk and exchange their opinions.
Hilfe da, die SMV hat sich da engagiert. Und Integration bezieht sich ja nicht.
The SMV, which is our school community, which represents our school, also made a project to help people with disabilities to talk about their illness.
Zu berichten, gehen und Schüler konnten sich auch behindert machen, um einfach nochmal zu erleben, wie dann die Perspektive ist. Und Perspektive ist auch das Entscheidende, nämlich Perspektivenwechsel.
So I think you have to learn to deal with different opinions and develop empathy.
Je größer die Unterschiede zwischen den Ansichten sind, umso anstrengender und der Lerneffekt ist letztendlich damit umzugehen, dass es unterschiedliche Meinungen gibt und das kann ich nur, indem ich natürlich die Perspektive auch von anderen einnehme und Empathie entwickle und das entwickle ich durch Übung.
Do we have some more programs to integrate the immigrants to our school?
Es gibt natürlich im schulischen Bereich Programme, die jetzt auch vom Land Baden-Württemberg getragen werden. Und es ist so, wenn Menschen neu nach Deutschland
kommen, dann haben sie ein Problem. School programs. So if people from other countries come to our school, they usually have a problem with the language. And at our school we have language lessons where they can learn or improve the German and later on be integrated into the school.
Und wenn die Schülerinnen und Schüler die Sprache einigermaßen gelernt haben,
if their German is that good that they can follow the school lessons, the school will become their new school. And if the teachers think they can learn there like all the other kids. Of course, they need some time because it's not that easy to learn a new language. So, thank you for the interview and your time. With pleasure. To our podcast, we hope you enjoyed it and subscribe to our channel. And if you want to, you can write a comment down below and tell us your opinion about the topic immigration and concepts of integration. Hope to see you soon!